Jackson Murphy. Lights, camera, Jackson. Jackson, again, you're a teenage movie critic. Tell everybody how old you are. You've been doing this. I love your website. I love following you on Twitter, and we're ready for the Academy Awards. How are you?
I'm good, man. Ready for the Oscars, too. Sunday night, I'm 18 years old. I'm on Twitter at LCJ Reviews. Ready to go with the Oscars. It's going to be a big, big night.
And you won an Emmy Award at 10 years old?
Yeah, I won a New York Emmy for my on-air movie reviews. That was really really fun and incredible.
All right, Luna, you're going to do the heavy lifting here because you saw more of the movies than I did. But I believe, and Jackson, I don't like now that politics is seeping in to my trophies. I don't want someone getting a nomination or getting an award because they're going to get political and make a political statement. Luna thinks I'm nuts to say that, but it's been getting very political. You're only 18. Do you see this trend continuing Sunday night?
Yes, I see it continuing Sunday night. People will make political speeches, and I think more people will get played off with the music than ever before in Academy Awards history.
Well, the best thing we can do right now is throw to me. Now it's time for Tom Looney and Pop Looney.
Let's do it.
For me.
Who are all of these nosy people?
It wasn't loud enough, really. And now it's time for Pop Looney. Here he is, me. Thank you, Tom Looney. I love that introduction. The jingle, the Twitter page, twitter.com/LooneyOnFox is where we can tweet together. There's a brand new email. I check it every October. LooneyOnFox@gmail.com. Pop Looney is powered by True Car. With True Car, you can easily find it, the car you want. And when you're ready to buy that new car or that used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Fire me up my Oscar music. Jackson Murphy, Lights, Camera Jackson, joining us. Movie critic, entertainment columnist, creator of the website LightsCameraJackson.com. Guys, it's time for our Oscar picks and our Oscar special within the body of Pop Looney. Let's go first, guys, to Best Supporting Actor, your nominees. Mahershala Ali from Moonlight, Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water, Dev Patel and Lion, Lucas Hedges, Manchester by the Sea, and Michael Shannon, Nocturnal Animals. Oscar tends to go with Flash and A Big Finish, JT and Jackson. Jeff Bridges fits the more conventional profile here, but he's won before. Mahershala Ali did subtle work and exits off screen after Moonlight's first act. I, along with many, think the best supporting actor will go to Ali, though he's vulnerable to an upset from Jeff Bridges. JT, how about you?
I'm going with Ali. I think the role is getting critical acclaim, but Jackson, I think that this could add to the legacy of Jeff Bridges. It's an Academy Award performance, and the voters love him from his work. Who do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Jeff Bridges could have been in the lead actor category for Hell or High Water. They chose supporting instead. It's a two-man race here. Dev Patel could win for Lion. He won the BAFTA, but I am going to go with Mahershala Ali for Moonlight as your supporting actor winner.
Okay, our Best Supporting Actress nominees, Viola Davis, Fences, Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea, shout out iCarly, Naomi Harris from Moonlight, Nicole Kidman in Lion, and Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures. Now, if I had a boat, I would have voted for Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. That Let's Have Lunch scene, one of the most powerful scenes I've witnessed in a long time in a movie. But this year's Best Supporting Actress seems to have a tsunami of support for Viola Davis in Fences, JT.
Yeah, there's a love affair going down Hollywood Boulevard with everyone, with Viola Davis.
Yes.
She all but looks, Jackson, to be a lock. Do you see an upset here?
She is the biggest lock of the night, Viola Davis for Fences. Michelle Williams only in Manchester for like 11 and a half minutes. It's not a huge role. I would like to see Nicole Kidman win here, too, but it's going to be Viola Davis.
We move to Best Supporting Actress. To Best Actress, your nominees for Best Actress, Emma Stone in La La Land, Natalie Portman, Jackie, Meryl Streep Florence Foster Jenkins, Isabel Hilpert for Elle. That was a foreign language film, JT. And Ruth Nega for Loving. And if I had a vote here, it would be for Natalie Portman and Jackie. I saw that movie and it blew me away. The movie was about the entire assassination of JFK, but from Jackie's point of view over those few days, from a point of view of a mother. And a mother with two children, wondering if there is a God after having her husband's head land in her lap. Conventional wisdom here is the best actress a lock for Emma Stone. JT, Emma Stone, as I'm sure you'll remember from iCarly back in the day, she'll probably win for best actress.
Yeah, I'm furious in this category. Okay. I'm very upset. I'm almost boycotting the Oscars because Meryl Streep played a horrible opera singer who was so bad they made fun of her. It didn't take much to act this. This was a gift to Meryl Streep, Jackson, because of her political rant at the Golden Globes, I believe. I don't think this was an Oscar-nominated or worthy performance, so it's got me mad. I think it's going to be Emma Stone here, but keep an eye out, as Looney said, for Natalie Portman with that impressive role.
There's a lot to talk about here. Streep did win the Critics' Choice Award for Actress in a Comedy before she made the Globe speech, so there was definitely a lot on her side even then. I think Isabelle Huppert is the upset here. Personally, wow. I would put a write-in for Rebecca Hall for Christine, who was unbelievable, but I'm going to go with Emma Stone as your Best Actress winner for La La Land.
Did you watch iCarly growing up?
I didn't watch a lot of iCarly, no.
Emma Stone, one of the stars of that. Is there a right? You can actually write in, just like with politics, you can write in an Academy Award selection if it's not on the ballot?
I wish you could. I wish I could. Rebecca Hall was unbelievable as Christine Chubbuck, a newswoman from the 70s. A powerful film. You got to watch Christine.
We now move to your Best Actor nominees. You've got Casey Affleck from Manchester by the Sea, Denzel Washington, Fences, Ryan Gosling in La La Land, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, and Viggo Mortensen and Captain Fantastic. Casey Affleck won nearly every Critics Award this season, but he lost the Screen Actors Guild trophy to Denzel Washington. That's pretty significant. What's interesting to note here, since 2003, every SAG winner in this category has gone on to take the Oscar. Denzel won that SAG Award this year. If I had a vote, it would be for Casey Affleck. Men, especially Northeastern Irish white men, have a habit of holding it all in and living with the elephant in the room. And that seems to be momentum late for Denzel, but a lot of Oscar voters are older, so they probably got their votes in early for Casey. I think he'll win for Best Actor. JT, I know you weren't a big fan of Casey's performance.
No, I wasn't. I was upset with this performance, too, where he just moped around, and he didn't look people in the eyes, and he looked down, and he had very few words in this movie, but everybody thought it was brilliant. I believe in the conspiracy theory that he had problems off the stage and off the film, and what they needed to do was Ben and Matt and all of them came behind the scenes, found him a great role, got him all this press to get the heat off of him and so he could come in. If you knew the backstory on that, you wouldn't be voting for him.
Okay.
Denzel, one of my favorite actors of all time. Viggo, his early work is unbelievable. And Andrew Garfield, who will not carry a gun in the movie and kill anyone,
right,
but a great doctor or medic in Hacksaw Ridge. This is my upset special! Hacksaw Ridge! Garfield's been a great actor in several performances in the last 3 years. He comes in and steals it. Jackson Murphy, who do you have?
Man, that's unbelievable. Talk about Andrew Garfield. I hope that Ryan Gosling pulls an upset here and beats both Casey and Denzel, because he sang and danced and, oh my gosh, the piano in La La Land. But I'm going to go with Denzel Washington. He's going to take his third Oscar for Fences.
And I thought Andrew was great in Silence, too. I thought I really, really was impressed by him in that. We now move on to Best Picture, where we have Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And Moonlight, Manchester, Lion, Hell or High Water, all great films. I think they're better films than what we'll win here. But Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea, Lion, and Hell or High Water are very tense films. very sad and uncomfortable films. Sometimes art is tense, sad, and uncomfortable. For most Academy members, La La Land, the least polarizing, the least tense, sad, and uncomfortable of all the Best Picture nominees, the happiest of all these sad movies. So I think La La Land will prove to be the consensus pick, that being one of the reasons.
Usually I get upset because we added too many movies. I didn't like when we expanded
right.
from 5 and went out to 10 or 9 in the case, whatever it is. A lot of good movies here, Tom. I agree with you. I think some of the movies that aren't the favorites are probably the better movies.
Right.
I did not like Manchester by the Sea. I thought it was highly overrated. Fences did not get the hype that it should have gotten. It was better on Broadway
right.
than it was on the big screen. And I thought Hacksaw Ridge, an epic movie. I like the big look of that movie overall, but everybody, again, is going with La La Land because of the grand stages and the sets and the performances by what could be a best actor and actor. But this is my other upset special!
Whoa.
The best movie of 2017, without a doubt, was Lion. It'll move you. It'll make you cry. It'll make you smile. It looked beautiful on television. Lion is the best picture.
I would
Jackson.
Have no problem with that at all.
Man, I got to tell you, for me, La La Land, without question, is the best film of this group. It was the best film of 2016. It defines this generation when it comes to musicals and when it comes to movies. It has to win Best Picture of the Year. It has that Best Picture Oscar feel to it. It's powerful. It's got a punch. It's got a meaning. It's got a purpose behind it. It's so positive compared to everything else in the world. La La Land will win Best
wow.
Picture.
You may be from Albany, New York, but you are so Hollywood. Lights, camera, Jackson. And thank you so much for joining us. Jackson,
thank
you everything
much.
That you're doing so we
it.
Can follow you on Oscar night. Tell us everything.
Yeah, LCJ Reviews on Twitter, lights-camera-jackson.com. There I've got all my picks for the 24 categories, and I think La La Land will take 9 Oscars on Sunday night.
Incredible.
You're a tremendous contributor to this broadcast. Enjoy the Oscars. Have a great time. And when you turn 21, come out to Vegas. I'll take you out drinking.
All right, that sounds like fun. Thank you guys very
all right,
much.
Jackson.
There he is, Tom, the 18-year-old film critic
yes.
who is really becoming a popular feature here on this broadcast.
LightsCameraJackson.com. Jackson Murphy, so good. And that's Pop Looney.